You can text us anytime, powered by Sullivan University, 502-571-9970. We have been exchanging text messages with this, I'm assuming, guy.
Right.
For several hours. It is the most bizarre thing. I think he's on hold right now. We asked him to call in.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you guys wanted me to call in and tell you what I'm giving up for Lent?
Oh!
Yeah.
You're the one. Okay, so yeah, I mean, we've been going back and forth about this this text message that you had sent us.
And we kind of, quite frankly, didn't believe it.
Tell us again what you texted us.
I texted you guys that I'm giving up cheating for Lent.
Cheating? Like cheating on your diet or like cheating?
Like cheating.
Oh, well, that's a really nice thought. Okay, so what brought you to this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm almost 30, and I've dated like a lot of girls, and I've pretty much cheated on every single one of them.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess I've never really taken the whole commitment thing that seriously.
Sure.
I guess. But, I mean, I'm coming to the point where all my friends are getting married and they're settling down or having kids or whatever. And I kind of feel like I should change my ways to keep up with the pace of lifestyle.
Okay.
I've cheated on a lot of girls, but I've been dating this one. We've been dating since the beginning of the year. And I've kept my boundaries straight. You know, I haven't cheated on her yet. And I just said that if I haven't done it yet, that I am going to try to keep that going through Lent and hopefully pass that to keep it permanent so I can give this whole, you know, relationship an actual serious go, you know, for the first time in my life.
You are a romantic.
Yeah, dive into church. Get the power of church behind you.
Jesus.
On Valentine's Day and at the Ash Wednesday, you are.
That is unique.
You are giving up. You're right. You're right.
I haven't heard that one before.
I've given up alcohol. I've given up sweets. I've given up things that are like vices.
Yes.
But that is a new one.
I guess cheating would be my vice, I guess. I mean, I don't really drink or smoke or anything. But I am a man who loves the touch of another lady's skin, I suppose.
Okay.
So can I just ask, and why did you text us in the first place this?
Like, it is kind of an odd thing to just randomly like admit to strangers.
Yeah. I know. It does seem kind of weird, but I just felt like if you put it out there in the universe, then it'll help it, you know, come true. You know, it'll help me, at least motivate me, because I already put it out there.
We're going to keep you accountable.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep my do what I can to stay on track and keep it in the pants, if you will.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know what? I would love to
track his progress
on Easter Monday.
Yeah, I would love to know. Hear
how that pans out. If you text us back, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I'll let you know how the how it all went.
So, text messages, 502-571-9970 from Kyle. Girl, he going to cheat on Lent next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Wow, we got some harsh words from people.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people texting in kind of what everybody is thinking.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
No, you're not.
It just said he is calling us to kind of help once and for all put himself on the straight and narrow.
Right? I mean, it is bizarre. We just literally got a text message that just said, "I'm giving up cheating for Lent," and so
we're like, okay.
So we like start just the conversation texting back and forth.
Yeah,
and so needed him to call. So anyways,
maybe this is going to make a huge impact in his life. Maybe there's someone else out there that's living the same life he is and may hear this and be inspired as well. Maybe we're making a difference.
I'm serious, though. I want to call him back. We have his number now.
I want to
call him back on Easter Monday. Now, if we can remember.
We have to set a reminder.
We got a text message. Maybe he has an addiction and needs professional help, and putting out in the universe isn't going to help him.
Mm.
Well, it's the first step, though.
Maybe.
Okay. 502-571-9970 if you'd like to text us.
We've got to text Chelsea. This is the guy we do not date.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Chelsea, this is not the guy for you.
Celebrate your single status.
He did sound kind of hot, though.